playing the best hip-hop and rhythmic for over a decade. It's DJ P-Dawg in the mix.
If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would seek to save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
DJ P-Dawg.
What's going on, everybody? It's your man, DJ P-Dawg. You are tuned into DJ P-Dawg in the mix. We are in season number 10. Thank you guys for joining me for the ride. Listen, I got a banging show for you guys. Slam Pack got two great guests, my man Chris Cobbins and the homie Cannon. Right now, let's get into the show.
Piss. I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Want that truth? I'm trying to give it to the world before it burn up. I only know one way. Turn up. Real cool cat, never lukewarm. Still bring your stage down when I perform. And if you entertain, I hope you entertain these supernatural thoughts I'm putting in your brain. How he died, then he rose up. So instead of going down, it goes up. He show out when we show up. And if some life is in here with me, then you already know what's up. With our L's in the air, swinging them around like we just don't care. Probably cause we don't. You thinking we gon' stop, silly rabbit? We won't. This is more than a movement, it's a lifestyle, something that you should be in tune with. And I put on for the B-A-Y, dominating on purpose every D-A-Y. Why? I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Want that truth? Holler. I'm trying to give it to the world before it burn up. I only know one way. Turn up. I only know one way. They be like, slow down. Play, get cool. You ain't gotta live like what he say. It's true. And I be like, hey, do you? Oh, I'm doing too much. Watch me turn up times two. Mr. California Bear, my breeze so rare. Next in line to the king, so you can call me your heir. Plus, I'm trying to be a modern day Paul. Ready, get with me. You can say rah. And if you know me, then you know that I stay fly. Faithfully loving, yeah, way keep his name high. Swimming pool full of faith, took a nosedive. DBGSPH is the motto that I go by. Dream big, grind smart, pray hard. Dealing hope is my night and my day job. Cause helping others prosper eternally's my answer. When asked, what's the passion that burns in me? Yeah, I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Want that truth? Holler. I'm trying to give it to the world before it burn up. I only know one way. Now let me break it down so it's forever broken. Got that from the homie Word, keep your ears open. See, when I say the turn up is real, it just mean that I'm not gonna just sit back and chill. It just mean that instead of being passive and quiet, I'll ignite the excitement, enticing a riot. Hype man for the king, he the rock star. Lights stay flashing, cop car. Head high, cry low. Kick fear to the curb, tie bow. He the one that I ride for. He ghost ride, so we go wherever I go. And if you ain't know, now you educated. Feeling like Marvin Sapp never would've made it. Cause my chances were slim like Philmo. My life with his blood was spilled full. So I say,
I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Want that truth? Holler. I'm trying to give it to the world before it burn up. I only know one way.
My man Transparent with One Way. Listen, on the other side of this break, we got my man Chris Cobbins going to be hanging out with us.
Y'all already know. ready for this?
DJ Dex Imaging specializes in voiceover commercial, radio imaging. We build quality in your sound, working to set you and your company above and beyond your competition. You ask yourself, why DJ Dex Imaging? We understand imaging is everything. It's a representation of you and your company, and we will represent your company well. DJ Dex Imaging understands the value of each company's image, and we strive to make your image reach the highest potential, making the possibilities of your company unlimited. How can DJ Dex Imaging be formatted to fit your needs? DJ Dex Imaging can mold to any company's needs. Just let us know what you need, and we will customize our services to revive your company. So email us right now at djdeximaging@gmail.com. That's djdeximaging@gmail.com.
Ripping the ones and twos with the hottest new joints.
One cool DJ.
What's going on, everybody? It's your man DJ P Dog back here on DJ P Dog in the mix. And just like I promised you guys, man, we talking about a lot of new artists that are coming out, like the new generation of artists, man. And on the line, I got one of those dudes who's kind of leading the way in that whole new movement. I got my man Chris Cobbins on the line. What's going on with you, bro?
What's good, man? It's good to be back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's been a minute, man. A lot has changed with the show. As you heard, it is now called DJ P Dog in the Mix.
Yeah.
And I think that your tunes definitely fit the style that we're trying to get out there to the world, man. But listen, we got you on the line, bro. You got this brand new album that's about to drop, but I want to kind of go back real quick just to give the listeners a quick recap of who Chris Cobbins is. Some of you guys may remember him from Trip Lee's album, Between Two Worlds.
Yeah.
He was on that joint. He was also on Rehab and did some work on Overdose as well. And so now this brother has he's dropped a couple of EPs, a couple of singles out there. And now we are at the debut album. And it's been kind of cool for me, man, because I feel like I've kind of gotten to walk, you know what I'm saying, walk with you through this process a little bit. So it's kind of cool to see from where you were back in the day to where you are now, man. So I'm excited about this new project, bro.
Definitely, yeah. We kind of have walked through the process together. I remember sending you our first single that, you know, me and the Kraken did together. We did that All About You. And I remember sending you that thing. And it's been, I mean, that was, what, 2010, I think. So.
Wow.
And so it's been 3 years, man. It's been a lot that's changed since then. And, you know, we're connected to a label called Save the City Records now. I'm signed to The Kraken, my producer, formerly known as Cheese Beats, if you didn't know, for the people out there. It's called Late Bloom is the imprint. So we're making moves, man. God has been good, obviously. And we've been working on this new album, my debut album, for 2 years. So a lot of work has gone into it, and a lot of songs recorded, a lot of songs set to the side that nobody will ever hear. but it's been a fun process. It's been challenging. It's had its hiccups, but you know, no process is without those. So you know, I feel like I'm a real artist now because I've kind of been through the rigorous process of recording an album and helping produce it, and some and all of these different hats I have to wear as an independent artist.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Now one thing that you said, bro, and I gotta back up and kind of zone in on this just for a quick second.
Yeah.
You said it took you 2 years to produce this album.
Yeah.
Now I hope, because there's a lot of young and up and coming artists that may be listening, and there may be even some seasoned vets that are out there. And I think that to hear that you guys took time and worked on the final product, man, like that's incredibly impressive. Something that you don't see a lot, you know, especially in the genre that we rep, you know, with Christian music, Christian hip hop and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like I know a lot of dudes who are going to the studio, finish a track and ready to put that bad boy on the internet like the night of.
Yeah. But, yeah.
But to see that you guys took time and really worked, man, that that in and of itself is impressive, man. So so now the album is about to release real soon.
Yeah.
It's called Hello World.
Yes, sir.
And I'm pretty sure that you got a lot that you're talking about on this project, but give us like the overall message behind Hello World.
I think, I don't know if it has an overall like theme or message more than it has a direction or an intended kind of audience of people.
Okay.
And
okay.
So the audience of people that I had in mind when I was writing this record, now there'll obviously be people that are outside of this audience, but the audience I had was the people or the kids, or even adults even, that are or were like me, and they wanted to have something like this, like some music like this, some pop kind of R&B stuff that didn't poison your mind after you listened to it. And so I wanted to make music for, you know, the kid that I was. I needed Christian music that talked to me in my language. And there just wasn't much of it. That Christian hip hop was starting to get kind of hot back then, but it still wasn't up with the time back then. Of course, now we're head to head, you know, with mainstream, I believe. But back then, it just wasn't there. And so I want to bring the piece of Christian music that I think doesn't really exist right now. And that's that kind of pop R&B vein with, you know, in my live show, I do choreography now and stuff with a couple of dancers and stuff. So we don't want to say just because we love Jesus that our art will suffer or our art will be dumbed down.
Good.
Or it will be somehow pushed to the back. We want to do all things in excellence, man. So the intent of the album is to talk to those people about the subject matters that are at hand for today, hoping that I'll reach some people that were like me when I grew up and just needed that voice. I needed somebody like me to tell me that I wasn't the only one and to let me know that there was hope. So hopefully that's what this record does.
That's what's up, man. And listen, I'm looking at the track list right now. And you've got a pretty diverse, just kind of skimming through the album, man.
Yeah.
Like the sounds are amazing for one.
Thank you.
You know, like you said, you got your man the Kraken on the beats, man.
Yes, sir.
So he did his thing. You know, love that work that he's been putting out. But I'm also seeing like you've got a real diverse collective of artists that you got. Honestly, see some dudes from the East Coast, the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, down south and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so I think that's cool. So one of the tracks, you know, of course, your lead single, AI's joint we've been spinning here on the show, features Reconcile, man. Tell us about that joint real quick.
Well, it came together. Actually, we had, you know, we kind of recorded about 50 songs for this album. And so,
wow.
it was stupid is what it was. No, as we were recording, we were like, man, we listened to what we thought was going to be our album at that point. We're like, man, there's a certain, some sounds that are missing here. And so he was like, man, we need some more urban stuff. Cause we had a lot of pop. We had a lot of CCM sound and stuff. He's like, man, we need some more urban stuff. And so he sent me this track, the Kraken sent me this track. And as soon as I got it, I was like, okay, this is summertime. This sounds like summertime to me. Sounds like a glass of lemonade, you know what I mean, on the deck, you know, looking at palm trees. That's what I heard when I listened to this track. and so immediately when the hook came around, I immediately got the dun, 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 you know, that little melody there. On the demo, I actually just said AI because I needed something to rhyme with better. My second line was better. And so I'm like, what word to go there? I don't know. So I'll just hum out some gibberish. And I used AI. When I listened to it back, I was like, well, that kind of sounds cool. AI doesn't mean anything, but it sounds cool. So I think I'm going to leave it. And I sent it to the crack and he said, man, I like that. And so just if you wondered, the title doesn't mean anything. It's literally just a sound I made on the demo that we liked. But the collaboration with Reconcile, we met back in South by Southwest, I think, in 2012, I think. And so me and John have always dug his work, you know, on his Abandoned Hope record. I got that free download and I thought he was dope. But our styles aren't really similar, you know, so we hadn't really found a place to work yet. And so when we heard this track, we were like, man, we need a dude that'll give us some grime and grit, because my voice is all light and thin and stuff. And we needed somebody that'll give us some grit. And we were like, man, what about Reconcile? And I'm like, yeah, man, let's holler at him. Because we didn't just want to use some obvious pick. You know, you obviously Thizzle has that grit to him. And you got people even like Derek Minor, he can give you that. And so we wanted to go, okay, here's another dope artist that really hasn't been utilized a lot, I think. So let's use him, and man, because he's dope, and I think he'll give us what we needed. And, you know, I think he did a great job on the record.
Tight. We're going to get into this track. And when we come back, man, we're going to talk, you know, of course, give people the information on how they can get a hold of the record and a hold of you. And then I want to also talk about some music industry stuff. I want to talk about, you know, like I said, we got some artists that may be listening, some vets and some new and up and coming. I just want to talk a little bit about some music industry stuff. So stay tuned, folks. We're going to hang out with my man Chris Kivers a little while longer. Right now, here's the lead single from his brand new album that's set to release real soon. So it's called AI featuring Reconcile. And you're hearing it right here on DJ P Dawg in the mix.
Yeah. Late Bloom. Frontline. Yeah. You know who it is. You did it again, boy. Hey, don't let them stop your grind. I see ya, I'm with ya. Hey, yo, Rec. Let's do this, bruh. Yeah, sweet. Ah. Outcast, I ball, hold it down, that's what I'm on. I can't stop, somebody's watching. I'm on duty, always clocking out. I'll be ready on the scene, believe it. He's giving it his way too easy. So I represent for my savior, I hold it down for my squad. I be reppin' the kingdom till they all know who you are. Say, yeah. I ain't never been in nothing better. It's gonna be your favorite song. Let's show 'em how we put it down. Let's show 'em how we do it now. Yeah, I'm all the way turned up, hands in the air. Hey, it's your favorite song. Let's show 'em how we put it down. Let's show 'em how we do it now. They say, give it up, you're wasting time. What's the point? Slow it down now. No sir, I bet I go harder, because I'm running on the script of my father. Secretly they wanna see me win, cause that means there is hope for them. That's why I represent for my savior, I hold it down for my squad. And I'll be reppin' the kingdom till they lay me out in that box. Say it, yeah, I ain't never been in nothing better. Gonna be your favorite song. Let's show 'em how we put it down. Let's show 'em how we do it now. Oh yeah, I'm all the way turned up, hands in the air. Hey, if this your favorite song, let's show 'em how we put it down. Let's show 'em how we do it now.
Y'all keep it locked right here. Coming up, we got more of Chris Cobbins.
Hi, it's Monica Michelle with Monica Michelle Marketing. Let me tell you how we help artists, churches, and businesses all over the United States. From eBlast, internal and external, we'll help you follow up with your existing customers, and we also assist with marketing strategies and event planning. We provide publicity through 6 different magazines, online and print, through Michelle Minutes. For more information, stop by www.monicamichelles.com or call us at 336-255-4910. We're here to give your vision legs.
Ripping the ones and twos with the hottest new joints. It's the one Accord DJs.
We are still hanging out with the homie Chris Cobbins. He's got a brand new album that's set to release real soon. It's called Hello World. Now, Chris, man, we've been talking a little bit about, you know, this, you know, just kind of seeing the process of you developing as an artist.
Yeah.
This is your first album.
Yes.
And, you know, we were first introduced to you 3 years ago, you know, in the 2020, but the Between Two Worlds project.
Yeah.
And then just kind of seeing you work really hard, man, from there, you know, of course, on the Grammy nominated album Rehab.
Mm-hmm.
You also done some work on Lecrae's Overdose album, but man, I want to talk about that a little bit. Not so much about your work with them, but working with them. I think in the music business, especially again in our genre, you know, of Christian music, Christian hip hop, or whatnot. I think that there are a lot of delusions of grandeur. I think a lot of people feel like, man, if they get, you know, with that big name artist, that things will just kind of blossom for them and pop off.
Right.
Talk about the hard work, bro. Like, even though you were featured on those albums and they did very well and it did kind of help you get your name out there a lot. But talk about how the work you had to put in, even beyond that, man. Just talk about that for a second.
Wow. Well, yeah, I was one of those who kind of had that same delusion, if you will, before things happened. And when I met Lecrae and when things kind of got rolling with Trip for the Life 101 track, I kind of thought like, hey, Reach Records is going to sign me. I'm about to quit my job and you know, start traveling the world. Like, I thought I had made it, if you will, quote unquote, whatever that means. But I did the records, obviously, wrote the songs, got a few more opportunities. I think the work I did catch the ear of some of my peers as far as other rappers and things of that nature, and some very cool things happened. But what I found out is that in order for my career to start moving, I had to do something. And so, obviously, I believe, you know, God has a big hand in, you know, what happens in our future. But I also think there is work for us to do. Like, even when we're given something, we can't just, it doesn't magically produce for itself. You know, you got to work that ground. You got to till it. So I think I was given something that it was meant for people to hear, but I had to get up, get out, and do something, you know. And so over time, I worked with a lot of writers. My producer, The Kraken, knows a lot of people as far as writers and producers. And so I got with writers and people who arranged vocals, and I just learned everything I could soak up from these guys, people who have worked with, you know, mainstream artists. I work with people who work with all Christian artists. It was I got an opportunity to work with even Anthony Evans and just glean some stuff from him.
Yeah,
So just the places that I was able to go and the people I was able to meet, and I think some of the respect that I got because of the work that I had been a part of, I think that was the biggest thing that the Lecrae records and the Trip and Flame and all those records did to me. And even having the awards and the nominations, I think what that did was let people see, if nothing else, okay, he's at least has been a part of some legit stuff, so maybe there's something to this kid. And I got the opportunity to prove myself. But if I hadn't been working on my craft and vocal exercises and losing weight, I lost 30 pounds at the beginning of last year. And, you know, just getting in shape and getting prepared for whatever it is my future held. I think when you see people who are bigger, and I think when you know that you are talented, I think you automatically think because you're talented too, you're going to be as huge and you're going to have the same route to success. But in all actuality, you never know what your route will be. You never know what opportunities you'll get. And so you are responsible for maximizing all that you have and preparing for whatever stage, be that stage really huge and maybe it'll take 10 years to get there, or be that stage really small and that's, you know, the most that you'll get. Because ultimately, I believe that this thing is supposed to be used not only for to God's glory, but for edifying the people, for building people up, for offering hope to people via your life experience and what you've learned about how to communicate truth. And so if that is a million people or 10 people, if I can affect somebody's life with the truth, that is for me fulfilling, and that is for me the biggest stage ever. I mean, when you work for God, there's really not a higher boss that you can work for.
So there you go.
It's an honor to be able to do this music and relay truth through it, but still authentically be an artist within the genre that you're working in. And so that has been the goal of all my work the last 2 or 3 years, is be a real pop R&B artist, be a real singer, you know, be a real songwriter and arranger, but be a real Christian at the same time and just let that show through the music.
Nice. That's what's up, man. That was, again, hopefully I think that people will actually listen to what you just said, bro, because you really dropped some knowledge.
Hey, man, appreciate it.
Hopefully, again, we can help destroy this delusion of grandeur.
Yeah, man. It's work either way, man. Jesus came down from heaven and had to grind. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So if you put things in perspective, and the people who you are about to tag along with, or you think are going to elevate you to the top, they grind it. You know, I've had talks with Lecrae. I know part of his story. I don't know everything, obviously, but I know part of it. And it's been harder than I think people know. I mean, you probably know more. You know, you've worked with those guys and stuff. It's a lot of those things have been a lot harder than they've seemed. And even people with me, when they found out that I was going to be on certain records, you know, award nominee, like, you don't get paid for awards. They're just pieces of, they're just statues. Like, so if you get a nomination, it's cool respect-wise and career-wise and, you know, resume-wise, but that does not have a direct effect on my income or my ability to do. It may have an indirect one because people respect it. I understand it looks a certain way, but, you know, first of all, people can't always give you what you need anyway. And sometimes people seem to be higher than they actually are. And maybe they're trying to get the same things you are, but in your eyes, you just see them a certain way. So, you know, be humble, work hard, and wait for God to elevate you. That would be my shortest version of advice.
There you go, man. Well, Chris, man, thanks for hanging out, man. Before we get out of here, let everybody know how they can keep up with you, man. Give them the Twitter, the Facebook, the website. Give them all that information real quick.
Yeah. Once again, Facebook. I'm Chris Cobbins on all the social network sites. So that's facebook.com/Chris Cobbins is my fan page. So like that thing. Twitter.com/Chris Cobbins. Instagram.com/ Chris Cobbins on there. My website, my personal artist website, is chriscobbins.com. But then we also have a website for the album. And that website is called helloworldalbum.com. It's helloworldalbum.com. And then my label, Late Bloom's website, is just latebloom.net. So go there to keep track of all things Late Bloom and all things Chris Cobbins and all things The Kraken, who is my producer, who, you know, we're already talking about. This is how we work, by the way. We're already talking about what we're working on next. So
there you go. Got to keep it moving, man.
Got to, man.
Got to keep it moving. Well, Chris, man, it's always a pleasure having you here on the show, man. You're definitely more than welcome to come hang out with us anytime you want to, bro. And so always know that, man, you and The Kraken, man, y'all are definitely welcome here on DJ P-Dog in the Mix.
All right.
We're going to roll out of here, man. We're going to roll out of here with the title cut. We're going to play this Hello World track, man. It's also featuring Lecrae. And so we're going to play that joint as we roll out. And listen, y'all keep it locked right here on DJ P-Dog in the Mix, because I got a lot more coming at y'all. And make sure y'all check out my man Chris Cobbins, his Hello World from his album Hello World. Y'all keep it locked.
Yeah, work while I'm patient. Nights where my days went. Now's when the wait ends. Hello World. Emerge from the from the basement. Yeah, so close I can taste it. Ready or not, yeah, here's my shot, and I swear I'ma give it
it's
all.
It's all new to me. First time my eyes have seen places I'd only be in my dream. I'm where I belong, coming into my own. Sometimes I is a faking, cause they can easily replace me, yeah, but who am I to blame, yeah. I flaked on commitments, and my loved ones probably miss me, I don't win them all, no, nah. They help me grow, and I'm better than the day before,
it's all new to me, first time my eyes have seen places I'd only be in my dream, I'm where
thinking so backwards.
Yeah.
Man, I was foolish in my mind frame.
My frame.
Hey, bro, I couldn't read the clock right. So I ain't know when my time came. Yeah, yeah. I sat outside my college class. I was a fool and wrote to school. That's where I learned the most valuable lessons. And I ain't learned none of them in the classroom. City to city, day to day, night after night. Am I flying home or do I just live in the sky? Either way I fly, cover up my eyes. I don't wanna see a grown man cry. I potentially one dimensional, but that's just how they want me to be. Conventional, yeah, and predictable, yeah. But now I'm thrown into
it's
a new
all
me.
New to yeah. me. First time my eyes have seen places I'd only be in my dream. I'm where I belong, coming into my own. Sometimes I feel alone, still I sing.
Hello world, it's your best friend Chris Cobbins, and you are now rocking with DJ P-Dawg in the mix. Let's do it.
Y'all keep it locked, we got a lot more coming at you.
T38 Creations is your premier destination for professional graphics, web design, and music production. To contact us, give us a call at 631-565-7056. And if you're looking for a quote or some sample music production, send an email to projects@t38creations.com.
Ripping the ones and twos with the hottest new joints. It's the one Accord DJs.
We are back here on DJ P-Dawg in the mix. And yo, like I've been telling y'all all show long, man, we got my man. We got the one and only Cannon. What is going on with you, brother?
Yo, yo, yo. It's your boy. I'm here.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. You got this highly anticipated debut album, man. How does it feel to finally have this album done, bro? Like, what is that like right now?
Dog, for any man to finish anything, I think that's a big deal to any man. So, yeah, it's a big deal to me, man. It's high. I mean, people say highly anticipated. I don't know, man. I don't know about all that, but you know, you know what I'm saying. But you know, I do like to say, for you know, it does feel good to be able to finish something, start something, finish something. So. Yeah, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Now, before we get into the album, man, let's just talk about Cannon for a second now. I've known you for a while now, for at least three years now.
It's been a couple of years.
Yeah, it's been kind of amazing to see how the Lord has definitely used you in your ministry, man. How does it feel? What is it like right now in 2013 to be a musician, a rapper? What is that like for you right now?
Well, I'm gonna put it like this, man. It feels like I'm opening a book for the first time, like, cause I'm just getting started. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though I've been rapping since I was 10, so this is like my 14th year rapping. I'm really just now getting started in my rap career. So I mean, if anything, man, it feels good. You know, it's scary. It's nerve wracking at times, but it feels good, you know. So I mean, God has definitely put me in a position where I get to do what I like to do, and people actually like what I do. So you know, that's a good feeling.
For sure, for sure. Now, a lot of people may know you from from being with the crew RMG Reflection Music Group. Shout out to them. And a lot of people may know you as a hype man for Lecrae. But now you're kind of stepping out of those shadows and doing your own thing, man. But let me just ask you this before we get into the album, man. What have you learned being able to roll with some of the top artists in Christian hip hop right now?
Humility and faithfulness. That's it.
Talk about it.
I'm going to be honest, man. I'm always being humbled and I'm always realizing how good of an opportunity I'm sitting in. Now, take note of what I just said. I'm always realizing the good opportunities that I'm in, meaning I have good opportunities and sometimes I don't always see it as a blessing. So I have to be humbled at times to have me realize how great of an opportunity that I have. And man, it's mind blowing, man. People come into this game and they expect a lot. They feel like a lot is supposed to be given to them or handed to them. And even though brothers have helped me along the way, I still had to fight for a lot of things. I still had to work hard, but I had to work with a humility. You know what I'm saying? People don't know that while I was with Cray, man, like while I was with Cray, you know, there were times I didn't get paid all the time. You know what I'm saying? For some shows, you know, there were times where I had to play the background. Man, people don't see me carrying all of DJ Official's turntable equipment, man, just to help him out, or you know, helping with the stage and stuff like that, and helping, you know, serve in the background. Man, people don't see all that other times, or me having to take a humble pie, or maybe you know, do a tour, and may not walk away with an honorarium, anything like that. Like. But still having good opportunities. Like, people don't always see the servanthood that's what it takes behind the scenes. And I would say, man, humility, man, because nothing is owed to you. You don't deserve anything. But also faithfulness, man. Like, be faithful to being humble. Like, be faithful with the things that God has given you. He doesn't owe you anything, but be faithful with the little bit that he's given you. So, yeah, man.
That's good.
Man,
that's really good, bro. Usually I would ask that kind of question at the end of the interview, but I'm glad you brought that out in the front because, you know, like I said, a lot of people do, may know you as the guy on stage helping out with Lecrae and whatnot. But it's cool to hear that, you know, you talk about humility, you talk about a lot of things that happen behind the scene. I think that's really, really good. Because the last thing I want artists who listen to the show to ever think is that just because you roll with a big name somebody that you're just going to get like everything kind of handed to you. You still got to work.
Oh, no,
so
man.
So I'm glad that you bringing that out in the front part of this interview, bro.
Yeah. So yeah, man. For the record, man, I'm not humble. All right. So for people that keep asking me, man, how do you stay humble? Stop asking me that, man. I ain't humble, all right? I got to fight for that, okay? Like, I got to fight for that, man. So I don't wake up like, oh, man, God, I don't deserve to be alive. I'll be like, man, shoot, this is what I'm going to do today. This is what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to get this. I'm going to do that. I'm about to get on my grind. It's whatever, man. And so I'm constantly humbled. Humbled, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's by brothers who know my sin and who know me, or by it's just the Lord who's humbling me every time. So trust me, this junk ain't easy. Being humbled ain't nothing fun. So
real talk. Well, man, I'm glad that you get to talk a little bit about that journey. And along that journey, you have created this brand new album, once again your debut album on Reflection Music Group, Mad Haven.
Yeah.
Real quick, man, unpack the whole idea behind this album, Mad Haven.
Yo, Mad Haven is my resting place. That's what I call my resting place. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but that's how I call it. That's my resting place, my joy in the Lord. You know what I'm saying? It's my journey, my story, how I got there, everything, man. And so everybody may not have the same haven. Everybody may not have the same place where they find rest, but mine is in the Lord's, and I hope yours is too. But, man, I just want to show people what it's taken for me to get there. And that's Mad Haven. That's my story, you know. So I just want to share that with the people. Yeah, man.
There you go. There you go, man. And we're going to talk about a couple of the tracks, man. So let's talk about this track off top, man. It's called Lotto. And you got a brand new video out to this joint and everything, man. Talk about that track real quick, and then we're going to spin that joint right here on the show.
Yo, first of all, Lotto, man, it's just a quick saying, man. Like, when I consider and think of all that I have in the Lord, all the blessings that I have in the Lord, the salvation that I'm given, the grace that I'm given, the patience that God has given me, man. Like, yo, that makes me want to celebrate. That makes me want to have joy. I have joy now. And that makes me want to celebrate like I hit the lotto. Like I just won big, because I did win big when I have everything to consider in Jesus Christ, man. So, man, I'm thankful. And I'm going to celebrate like I hit the lotto. So, yeah, man.
There you go. There you go. So, yo, we're going to get this joint going, man. Lotto with my man Cannon from his album entitled Mad Haven. Y'all keep it locked, because when we come back, we got some more joints that we're going to talk about with the homie Cannon, and get his perspective on a couple of things. And we're going to, of course, let y'all know how y'all can go pick up the project. So y'all keep it locked right here on DJ P Dawg in the Mix.
Know it.
And we ain't did nothing at all, but we with it. So till the day that we gone, you know we going to put on. We ain't losing no more. That's why I'm on.
My team with it, me and my dogs. Cause someone took the heat and that should hit us all. I pledge allegiance to him I follow, because of him I'm set for life to shine. Okay, my track record was so ruthless. Now I'ma act a fool, I'm that nuisance. Cause I done hit it, feel like I done hit the lotto, but I feel like I ain't got new friends. And my old partners, they don't like change, but I ain't got no time for no life games. And I don't mean to throw it all in your face, but I'm set for life, forget all things. And I admit it, the boy was just awful, the lost, it was taking the wrong road, was sitting at the cross. It was really the blind leading the blast of the cross. Was the people were falling up with the clippers to the dark, killing in the past.
Hitting in the crowd, get it with the vibe, falling in and out, trying to figure out how to get out.
I was living in sand, I'm on the bench, and I'm giving them off, giving to hit them off. Team winning, knowing I ain't losing. I'm chilling like I'm hitting a lot of money, and now I'm cruising. I tell them I do this. And then they probably think it's a little money, homie, but I ain't stupid, so don't act foolish. It's time to celebrate this like a holiday. I mess around and let that champagne bottle spray.
And we ain't did nothing at all. All but we win it. So till the day that we gone, you know we gon' put on. We ain't losing no more. That's why I'm on. Like I hit the lotto. 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 Like I hit the lotto.
Minor. Let me put you on, Sonny. Celebrating like I got dope boy money. Still raise the trophy, whether Bugatti or Bummy. And they still call us losers. I'm like, ain't that funny? So, hi, hater. Nice to meet you. All this real off in the way, it's kinda hard to see you. It's OMG116 every time I greet you. At Dead Money University, it's time to teach you.
Right. And he worried about bankrolls when the debt that I always been paid. So he erased those with his blood flow. Never conceal like a snub nose. So diamonds on neck is the reason I'm winning. Or this luxury car when I'm in it. But I make money, never let it make me. Listen to my sermon.
Yes, Lord.
Can I get a witness? Preach when I'm off the leash. Let me get a piece. I'ma eat when I hear a beat. That's really a beast. So believe I'ma never leave. When you look at me, I'm a beast to feed on the words of the king. Just that turn off your rice flow. Blackout and go off in my zone. You wanna know what am I? Oh, they go harder till the day I'm gone. Let's go.
And we ain't did nothing at all. All but we win it. So till the day that we gone, you know we gon' put on. We ain't losing no more. That's why I'm on.
Like I hit the line.
Y'all keep it locked right here on DJ P Dog in the Mix. My man Cannon is going to be hanging out with us again on the other side of this break.
Hi, it's Monica Michelle with Monica Michelle Marketing. Let me tell you how we help artists, churches, and businesses all over the United States. From eBlast, internal and external, we'll help you follow up with your existing customers, and we also assist with marketing strategies and event planning. We provide publicity through 6 different magazines, online and print, through Michelle Minutes. For more information, stop by www.monicamichelles.com or call us at 336-255-4910. We're here to give your vision legs.
Ripping the ones and twos with the hottest new joints.
One Accord, DJ.
Continuing on playing you guys the best in hip-hop and rhythmic, and like we've been saying all show, man, we are in season number 10. That's right, folks, we've been going strong for 10 years, and it's just been amazing that we've gotten to see a lot of artists come up into this business, man. And one dude, we got him on the line right now. We got the homie Cannon.
Yeah.
We're talking about a couple of joints off of his brand new album, his debut album on Reflection Music Group. The joint's called Mad Haven. And we talked earlier, man, you know, about some of the dudes that you get to rock with. And on one of your songs, you got, it's called Relations. And I want to talk about that joint real quick. And I know there's a section in the song where you're talking about, really, you're giving us a little snapshot of what it looked like with having older, wiser dudes like Lecrae rocking with you that could kind of help you navigate through this thing about relations, man. So talk about that song real quick, and we're gonna spin that one right here on the show as well.
Yeah, man, first of all, man, relations is, it's a real perspective on how brothers who fake like and act like they don't want to be single, fake like and act like they want to be single when they really don't want to be single. And me, I'm talking and I'm giving them what I'm saying what they scared to say. All right, like I'm telling them what they probably won't say. I'm saying, you know what, married couples probably want me to tell everybody else, you know, to stay single and whatnot, but I'm gonna tell them how I really feel. At that point of singleness, man, I was like, man, singleness sucks. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not finna act like, oh man, singleness is the best thing, and I just get to bask in the Lord's glory as I'm single, and Jesus is just the greatest thing ever. Jesus is my homeboy and everything. Heck no, man. Singleness sucked, y'all. I'm gonna be real, it sucked. And it was just me being honest, man. And so don't act like I'm the only one that ever felt that. You know, I'm not finna act like I'm the only one that ever feels that at times. I know married couples be like, hey man, enjoy it. You know, hey man, enjoy it while you still can, because once you get married, marriage is a beast. I get that. I understand that. But that doesn't mean I have to feel like, you know, singleness is the greatest thing, like sliced bread, since sliced bread. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest about it. And so that was my take on it. I'm saying what people scared to say. And then for the most part, in the end, you know, Cray has, you know, he's discipled me through these times, and he's mentored me through these times. So I'm just giving people a snapshot of what Cray has taught me, what I've learned from him, what I've embraced from what he's taught me through these times, man. And so it's not easy, man. But, you know, contentment is the one thing that we got to fight for, especially in those times. But that doesn't necessarily mean we got to fake how we feel about the seasons that we are in. So, yeah, man.
There you go. We're going to spin this joint, Relations.
Yeah.
And when we come back, got a couple of questions off of the social media world, man. We're going to be asking here when we come back. And then, of course, we're going to let people know how they can get the project Mad Haven with my man Cannon. Y'all keep it locked right here on DJ P Dog in the Mix. Here's Relations. Y'all keep it locked.
Yes, sir.
I'm poster, say what married couples wanna hear. That I'm content with like having no woman's left to hold. Dare to be honest, and singleness can suck to be honest. But I'm expected as a man to keep silent. Let's keep it real if we talking. And I ain't never hope to stay in this season. My beef is ain't ready to season. I stand alone on the outside. I'm staring inside on the cements. It isn't cold. Why I stand it was freezing. No discontent is my weakness. I just wanna lead and take it upon a life challenge. Taking the cares up on another. The husband of one wife, he protects and brings coverage. And a spiritual security. I praise nothing above us. Standing under the grace of God. No relationship is perfect. It's the joy beyond a ship that makes a storm seem worth it. Though my effort seems worthless. Never mad me on this melody. Can a man speak his mind? Hey, what is it that they telling me? I guess I'm tripping. I'm seeing shadows of possible future promises. Will you see the life of a trophy? You honor it. I see the walk with God. I got some others following, but she can be. We can be more. Just let me polish it. I'm tired of weddings. You either lonely or getting pressured. I'm feeling hot, cool, and vicious like I'm salt and pepper. Gonna be very necessary. I'm trying to test the weather. I can feel it hit me every time like it's makeup.
Going insane, cause a good thing will I ever find as the years pass. And I wonder, will it be my time? Oh, oh.
It's cool to be honest. Yeah, yeah. Now I'm a little man with some big dreams. A big heart with a small check for a big ring. Don't write a check that you can't cash. And I promise you made for the rest of your life. It's more than a contract. I could be so free and do my own thing. A single man that traveled the world, but he'd rather travel coast to coast from continents to return. Waking up sitting that shit was girl. I'm just fantasizing, ha, ha. I'm just fantasizing, ha, yeah. I'm just fantasizing, yeah. Yeah, I'm just fantasizing.
Going insane, cause a good thing fantasize. Will I ever find as the years pass. And I wonder, will it be my time? Oh.
But to be honest,
oh.
I feel like if I was saying all this stuff, I can hear Lecrae talking in my ear like, listen, this silly boy, he don't understand what this life really entails. It's not that we don't want you in a relationship, nah, bro, I promise, man, it's only I don't wanna see you fail. Cause listen, if you fail, then she failed too. And listen, if you break your heart, no, we care too. But get your head down out the clouds, go suffer up for a while. Understand, I'm only trying to keep it the truth. You don't wanna be drunkin' for no relationship, following just emotions. Just use the wisdom and logic. I gave you the door is open, cause the wisdom cries out. In the masses, you listening? I hope you listen, she knocking, she at the entrance. I just want you to count the cost. Cause she don't need a boy, ayy, she gon' need a boss. And you gon' have to die, you don't seem to have a cross. Cause loving itself is giving, but you ain't gave it all. Now boy, listen, I see myself in you so many times. The younger me and you ain't hard to find. For me, I took the time to change and rearrange things. I found fan. There's only hope if you take your time. Take your time. You gotta take your time. Gotta take your time. Yeah.
Going insane, cause a good thing will I ever find as the years pass. And I wonder, will it be my time? Going insane, cause a good thing will I ever find as the years pass. And I wonder, will it be my time? Yeah.
All good, but in reality,
bro, it's cool. If you don't listen, then listen. I'd rather you tell me you would than act like you would. But it's on you. You're a grown man.
Follow DJ P Dawg, Twitter, or Instagram right now at DJ P Dawg.
And we are still here hanging out with the homie Cannon, talking about his new project, Mad Haven. Now, listen, man, you got a lot of features. On this album, talk about some of the features you got on this project, man.
Nah, I'm not. They gotta buy the album to see it and hear it, believe it. I ain't saying nothing. If they want it, they gotta buy the album. That's what
they
get.
Of course, we heard Lotto. That's got Derek Minor on it, so you at least got Derek Minor on the track.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, folks, you heard it here, man. You gotta go buy the album to find out who's on it. Listen, the album is incredible, by the way.
Appreciate
and
it,
I've heard a lot of good feedback from you know, some folks that I've been talking to about the project, and they thought that it was incredible as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the Lord is going to do with this project, man. But we're going to go to Twitter real quick. Let's see. Pull up my Twitter.
Yes, sir.
We got a couple of questions off of Twitter, man. I think this is one of your homies from back in the day. His name is Hector.
Okay.
And Hector wants to know, when are you guys going to do a Jesus in My Hood remix?
Never! Get that junk out of here. Never! Come on, man. I'm trying to grow Jesus up, man.
I think I got that track. Let me
and
spin
you,
that joint.
And you better not spin it either. Man, come on, man. I'm trying to move on, do big and better things, man. Quit trying to hold me back, man.
That dude said that joint is over 10 years old. That's hilarious.
Hey.
That dude even remembers that track. But I got another dude on the Instagram. He wants to know, do you have any resources that you'll be willing to share concerning how you learn how to produce and mix the way you do?
Yep, my resource is sit under somebody who know what they doing. That's my resource. That's my resource. You can read all the freaking books you want, man, but I'm gonna be honest, man, like, books don't mean it's gonna, books don't always, like, it doesn't always, like, teach you everything that you need to know as far as how good it's supposed to sound. It might teach you some stuff, but it's not gonna teach you how relevant you are and how talented you are when it comes to, how to create good music, man. So sit under somebody who know what they doing, sit under somebody who know music. Don't just read a book. Don't just, sit in a seminar. Like, sit under somebody, so they can teach you one-on-one, hands-on,
There you go. There you go. Well, man, let me ask you this, bro, as we get ready to close out this interview, man, like, you've gotten a chance to travel all over the world. You do a lot of concerts. You get to do a lot, man. You got a, you're making a quite, good impression, a good mark in the Christian hip-hop music world, in the hip-hop music world, in the music world in general, man. When it's all said and done, when it's time for you to put the mic down, even when you just move away from the scene altogether, man, what kind of impression are you trying to leave? What do you want your legacy to look like in the music business, in the music world, when it's all said and done for Canon? What does that look like?
First and foremost, two things. The first thing is, when I drop the mic and I get off stage, I want people to know that I'm not KB, all right? Stop getting me freaking mixed up with KB. I'm not that dude, all right? I'm not KB. Shout out to my man, KB. I love that dude. I love that dude, man. That's my brother. I love him to death. But I'm not KB. Quit getting me mixed up with that, man. Dang.
Man, I'm sitting here waiting for you to say something like profound or something.
No, man. I'm not KB, man. All right? All black people don't look alike, man. And two, I'm not Chris Lee, all right? I'm not that dude. Stop getting me mixed up with that dude, man. We're two different people. He sing, I rap, I'm not that dude, man. I love that dude. That's my brother. I love him to death, but I'm not him either, all right? So that's the first thing. But the second thing, all right, now I got to get deep because the Christians like deep stuff, so I got to give them something they actually want.
All right.
So
put my serious face on.
My profound thing that I guess I'm going to give y'all is, one, be you, okay? Be you. Be the best you. Wake up being you. God has made you to be you. Don't try to be nobody else. Be you. Unapologetically you. You know what I'm saying? God loves you for who you are. Man, if you feel like you want to honor God by doing, by flipping burgers, and honor God by flipping burgers, everybody ain't got to rap. Everybody ain't got to do Christian hip hop. Everybody ain't got to, put a Jesus stamp on everything that they do. Just do what you do for the Lord and do it well. All right. So, man, lead a legacy. You know what I'm saying? For some reason, man, our culture and Christianity now is ran by pastors and rappers. All right, man, we need some leaders. We need some leadership voices by some shoe salesmen. Some Christian biblical, we need some voices, some Christian biblical voices by some people who, babysit, whatever it may be. But come on now, there's more to this Christian life in leadership than just being a pastor or being a rapper. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, serve the Lord in all that you do. Serve the Lord in all that you do. And be you while doing it, man. Be the best you can be while doing it, man. So
man, that's all I got. If you want anything else, you're gonna have to buy the album.
Well, I mean, if you know any of those, you know, biblically sound babysitters, absolutely send them my way.
Oh yeah, because you got a million kids.
Man,
that boy got baby's kids.
Love my kids. But yeah, man, as we get ready to get up out of here, bro, let everybody know how they can keep up with you, man. Give them the Twitter, the Instagram.
Oh, you already know.
You know, the Facebook, the website. Give them all the info real quick.
You already know. Twitter.com/GetTheCannon with one N. One N, P-Dog. Word. One N, all right? GetTheCannon. You know what I'm saying? And Facebook, the same thing. Facebook.com/GetTheCannon. So hit me up, man. Follow me.
There you go, folks. Well, listen, Mad Haven on Reflection Music Group. Make sure y'all go pick it up. Get it. Get several copies. Pass them out. Do all that good stuff, man. And be on the lookout because Cannon is on a concert series right now with KB, whom many of you mistaken for, and Andy Mineo. And you can go to reachconcerts.com to find out where Cannon is going to be. And he's going to be several other places as well, so make sure y'all be on the lookout for his concert because he puts on an amazing show. So make sure y'all check that out. All right,
yes, sir.
Hey, Cannon, man, thanks for hanging out with us here on the show, bro.
You're welcome, man. It's all good, man. Nothing but love.
For sure, for sure. All right, y'all, listen, y'all keep it locked. We got more coming at y'all right here on DJ P Dog in the mix.
Peace.
That boy, Young Cannon.
One,
the track.
Yeah.
Say them boys get gritty. I ain't coming by myself. You know I got some soldiers with me. Single file, we fall up off that tour bus, and we still would be the same if it's only two of us. They say we looking like a gang, like we came to shoot it up. Yeah, we probably look the same, but we not so slow it up. You know I'm all in for my team. We ganged up, no gang signs. We blood washed so clean. This full ride, we turned up, no purple kush, no lean. And we headed to your city. Got soldiers riding with me from NY to Mississippi. And you and
you.
Joke, the boy is tatted on my soul. I'm screaming 116, you see these folks out of control. No faith all in your face, yo, ain't no faking any songs.
Yeah, we got a block, stop, signs on the corner. Tryna blow me off before they blowin' marijuana. Pop, pop, now he's a goner. Wish you would've listened to the homie. You ain't gotta know me, but you gotta know about the rock, though. Who rock souls with a posse? Who rock shows with the gospel? Homie, you know how we do it, and you know who we ride for.
This ain't about no music, bruh, this real rap.
Cause real recognize fake, and we don't feel that.
And you can get it tatted 116 on the back, and yeah, that's cool. But we don't do this for no show, can fuck with me.
You know how we do it.
Yeah.
You know how we do it.
Yeah.
You know how we do it.
That's the homie Cannon. Once again, that joint is called How We Do It, and it is featuring Lecrae and Thizzle, and it is on Cannon's brand new album entitled Mad Haven. Go to reflectionmusicgroup.com to check that joint out and pre-order it, all right? Shout out to Cannon for hanging out with us. Listen, we're going to come back and wrap things up right after this.
T38 Creations is your premier destination for professional graphics, web design, and music production. To contact us, give us a call at 631-565-7056. And if you're looking for a quote or some sample music production, send an email to projects@t38creations.com.
Playing you guys the best in hip-hop and the rhythmic for over a decade. Folks, we are in season number 10 of DJ P-Dawg in the mix, and it has been a crazy ride. We have gone uninterrupted, man. 10 seasons. We are in the 10th season, man, and it's amazing. And I'm excited to see what the Lord is going to do beyond this point, man. And so hopefully the next 10 years will be even greater than the previous, all right? And so listen. Make sure y'all hit me up on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at DJPDOGG. On Facebook at facebook.com/DJPDOG, the number one. And get at me and let me know what y'all want to hear on the show, who y'all want to get on the show as a guest, and I'll see if I can make that happen. All right, once again, big shout out to the homies who made this episode one of season number 10 amazing. The homies Cannon and Chris Cobbins, two artists who I believe will take us into that next 10 years and beyond, man. Two dudes who have been on the grind, who've been faithful over what God has blessed them with. Their platforms are growing, and they got two new albums. Both of them have a brand new album out. Two debut albums, by the way. Chris Cobbins with Hello World and my man Cannon with Mad Haven. And hopefully you guys enjoyed what those brothers had to say. Hopefully you heard their hearts and heard what they're trying to get out to the world through their music. And hopefully you guys will go out and support those brothers, all right? Make sure you support our artists. They definitely need it a lot more than you guys can think. And even if you don't support them with album sales, man, definitely give them your prayer support, because it's crazy out there in the business, all right? Listen, folks, next episode right here on the same time, same station, DJ P-Dawg in the mix. We play the best of hip-hop and rhythmic. And as I always say, the light of Christ is a blazing one. So let that light blaze in you so that men will know that you are his disciples. Indeed, I am DJ P-Dawg, which stands for Perry Depends on God's Grace. And that is all we can depend on, living in the times that we're living in today. I'm going to holler at you guys later. One love. Peace.
Make you famous, make you famous, make you famous.